Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History FM. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun. Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History FM. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now. Join in on the fun.
Hi, this is Amy with Radtastic Radio, and things are going to be a little weird tonight because I don't have internet, so I'm not able to be in the chat room. I have nothing to, like, my board and everything is not there, so it's going to be a little bit weird, but tonight I have Chad Lindbergh, Mark and Debbie Constantino, Sophia Temporelli, and Jason Gates. I'm going to start out, we're going to talk about ConCon 11, which is a week from today, which I'm super excited about, and first I want to start talking about, I'm going to talk to Chad. Are you there, Chad?
I'm here. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Can you hear
good.
Me now?
I can.
Yes. Okay, good.
Hi.
That works. So it's really weird. All I have to look at is autographed pictures on my wall, and I'm looking at the one with you on the table, and it says, this is what sexy looks like.
That's a good way to start.
So that's what I get to stare at while I'm doing the show instead of the switchboard.
Perfect.
So anyway. Wow.
I'm looking on Twitter right now, and I can also, like, you know, can act like a chat room.
Oh, sweet. Okay, you can be my chat room. Chad is my chat room.
Yes.
So, we're going to next Sunday, ConCon 11. I'm super excited because this is my favorite investigation I've gone on was Shanghai Tunnels. It wasn't like, it was crazy awesome evidence, but for me it was the most fun. Like, just the people and the vibe and with everybody there, it was just amazing. And so pretty much we got everybody from that except for Aaron and your sister. So other than that, it's like it's almost like the Shanghai Tunnel event. So it's going to be the same cool vibe, but then we minus my brother and we add Jason.
Yeah, the Shanghai was amazing. That was one of the best ones just because it just hit on so many different levels, you know, and almost right away. And then this one, you know, the Glen Tavern is a really creepy place, and we're going to be staying there, so I would imagine it's going to have a little bit of an effect.
Yeah, I'm excited. See, and I don't
– Yeah.
Now, was that on one of the episodes of Ghost Adventures, or is it just
well-known
like on other shows?
Yeah. Yes, they did the Glen Tavern Inn.
Okay, because I was curious about that because I was like, I recognize the name, but I've only watched Ghost Adventures episodes like once each, except for the one with the birdcage falling down with my brother up
right.
in the attic.
Right.
I've watched that one like 20 times because I just have to laugh at him when he's like freaking out. He's like, "Dad!" He's like jumping up and running around. Like that one I've watched so many times. The Riddle House. Wasn't that the Riddle House?
I don't remember.
Bell.
Yeah.
Oh, so you don't know, like I don't know. When was Blood Tavern? Was that a few seasons ago?
Was what?
Was Glen Tavern like a few seasons ago, or was it this last season?
Yeah, that was a while ago. Nah, I want to say a couple years, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Did they get pretty good evidence
season?
In that one?
Yeah. There was somebody that was murdered there. Room 307, which I ended up staying in when I went up there. And then the next five days was not pleasant for me after I came back from the Glen Tavern Inn. Seriously, it was just a really, like, heavy, heavy place. So I've opted to stay not on the third floor this time.
that's reassuring. Yay.
Yeah.
Well, that was, like, with Bisbee. Like, for 5 days after the Bisbee event, a Copper Queen? I seriously had the hardest time recovering from that one. Like, I was just angry, and I'm not an angry person. I'm, like, you know, I get, like, sticky a little bit sometimes, but, like, I'm not an angry person. I'm a nice person. And,
right.
So, like, luckily I had, like, in between time between that and Las Vegas Paracon, because in between that I'm, like, sitting in a hotel for, like, 3 days, and I just slept a lot and went to the pool. But I was just so, like, angry at everything. And I know it had to have been from that investigation, because there was everything back there. It just seemed to be horrible, like, really bad. And
it totally is, yeah.
It's just crazy. But anyways, I get off topic a lot. You remember that. we also have Sophia Temporelli on the line with from Ghost Host. I was on her show yesterday. Hi, Sophia.
Hi, Amy. Hi, Chad.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, it's awesome. I met Sophia at Las Vegas Paracon last August, but I didn't know who she was and she didn't know who I was. And so it was crazy seeing when I started doing this radio show, I was like, oh, I met her. I have her card with her face. So I was just like, that's the same person. And so did you find out, are you going to investigate with us, or was your dad saying no?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure my mom will let me, and my dad, it's usually the mom who takes care of his kids, so I'm probably going on the investigation.
So it's like it's going to be battle of the parents whether you do or not. But other than that, you're going to be there on Sunday hanging out and stuff too, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be there the entire event, and I can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I'm really excited. One of the things I'm most excited about is seeing Jason Gates and Chad Lindbergh together. And I know now that that Jason is on the line. Hi, Jason.
Howdy. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
The only people we're missing now
Chad
is we're doing
hey, Jason.
What?
Yeah. So, anyways, what I was saying is, I'm really excited to see you guys together, because you guys have these like personalities. They're just so much fun, and I just love, like, even just separately watching you guys, like, interact with people, and I just want to see you guys together and interact, because I see your tweet, like, your, not your tweets, but your Instagrams, Chad, where it's, you, like, call it a bromance or something.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine there'll be a couple of videos. There'll be a couple of videos with a growing bromance, I guess you should say. As you can see on our last videos that we posted, you got very, very serious and fast.
Those were hilarious.
Yeah,
I was dying.
I'm not gonna hold back at all, and I'm just gonna say, you know, this is a full-on bromance going on here.
Are we announcing it on the radio right now?
This is disclosure. Yeah, that's what happened just now.
Nice.
Yeah, no, I
that
mean, I hope
you're awesome. I love this radio show because it's so random, but
you heard
it's fun, right?
Yeah, you heard
it
from the horse's mouth.
There is a bromance going on.
Fantastic.
It's
going to
be in the newspaper.
It's no secret that I'm a huge, huge fan of his beard.
Yeah, well, actually, you should...
Oh, my gosh. Your beard is going to replace Aaron's beard for this investigation. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. It's going to be really difficult because there's going to be so many of us in this thing. It's going to be hard. But we're making it work because I can't see the screen. So it's going to happen. Okay. Anyways, so Jason, this will be the first time that I've investigated with you and other people. I didn't do an investigation with you at the event at Parafest.
Was it the Sun Inn?
And
Sun Inn, I believe.
Yeah, it was the Sun Inn. So I got to see a little bit of you, like you investigating. And it's cool seeing people's different types of investigating, like the way they investigate. I mean, Chad, like him and his SB7 sphere box and his speaker, and he just like puts it against his chest, and then he just like opens it back up, and he's just, I just love watching you like ghost hunt. It's the greatest thing ever because it's like you're so, you can tell when someone actually is a believer and they are, you're intent on listening because you know, it's crazy how many like skeptics are out there, but we all believe in it. We all know it's real because something's happened to us. And I hope that at some point people can come to these like investigations with us and, you know, see that it is real and get like straight on. Because like, Chad, you get amazing evidence, I've heard, like crazy evidence. It's probably you in that spirit box.
Yeah, now pretty much anywhere I go, something will happen. I think after you do it for a while, you get tuned in a little bit to it. And I love doing it, and I love investigating with all of you because, yeah, I don't know, there's nothing like it when you have an experience, and it's a bonding thing, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
Definitely. Like,
yeah.
I'm so excited. And it's going to be such a good group. Like, you know, Jason's kind of replacing Aaron in this one, so he's got the beard, so that works.
Right? He's got the beard.
Those are big footsteps. I gotta fill there.
You could do the big stepping. You can do the big stepping during the event.
Yeah.
We'll just
yeah.
be like, you might
that'd
have to shave your head. I hope that's okay.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
But I don't have a beard right now, so now I have the pressure of growing the beard as well. So.
Oh, wow. You've got,
oh,
well,
no,
you've got five days, buddy. You've got five,
oh,
six
man.
Days here. We got a week, actually.
That's a lot of pressure.
Right?
All right.
How
yeah,
manly
exactly
is
a week.
Your facial hair?
Well, if I eat right, get a lot of sleep, I should be good.
That's crazy. So you shaved it off. What made you decide to
yeah.
shave it off?
It goes back and forth. Well, actually, Chad, you should tell him what I got you for Christmas, man.
His beard. I haven't seen him since, but I'm told that I'm getting the beard as a gift.
Oh, my gosh.
Believe it or not.
Yeah.
Did you tape it onto a picture of your head?
Well,
we glued it onto a picture of your head?
It's kind of embarrassing is my Christmas tree is still up right now, and I think it's a fire hazard.
Is it really?
Oh, dude, it's falling apart, but I still was going to keep it as long as I can, but I'm actually looking at my beard right now in a bag, just waiting to give it to Chad. So, I mean, he likes
awesome.
It so much, I couldn't think of a better gift.
It's incredible.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why
that is
it.
Awesome. That solidifies yeah. the creepy bromance now. Now it's become
yeah.
a creepy
oh, it
bromance.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
That's good.
If that
it
doesn't, I'm afraid
well.
To see what would.
Yeah. So now, Chad, now you're going to have to one-up him on that. What are you going to send? What is your present going to be? You got to go creepy
now.
Yeah.
I have to let it just inspire me. I don't know, you know.
It'll just come to you.
Yeah, that moment will definitely arrive. Maybe this next weekend. Maybe. maybe when we're in the throes of the third floor of the Glen Tavern Inn. Which, Jason, have you been to the Glen Tavern?
I haven't actually, so.
Yes.
But I've heard all
oh, good.
Stories.
So it's not only my first. That's good.
I've
so.
Never been either.
Sophia, have you been there?
No, I've never been. It'll be my first time, too.
Sweet. we got all these firsties, and then these people that are in their secondies. Is that a word? I didn't know. Firsties and secondies. Right? That makes sense.
Yeah, totally.
I gotta check real quick. Do we have Mark and Debbie on yet? I'm hoping. I sent them the phone number, so at some point Mark and Debbie will be on, and then then Rob will send me a text saying that they're on. But so who knows the most about Glen Tavern, do you think, out of you three?
Well,
I
definitely not
about
me. I spent the night there. I spent the night in 307. I know, it was kind of like a speakeasy place back in the day, and that's where they had like a lot of gambling and a lot of like adult things that went on there. A lot of debauchery happened, and apparently there were some murders, I believe, that happened there. And you walk up, you walk into the place, and it's instantly creepy, but you go to the third floor, and you feel this overwhelming sense, or at least I felt, of nausea and kind of like an angry feeling. It's a really heavy place. Creepy. I spent the night in 307, and then it was just probably a bad idea. But it's really haunted. So I think that we'll all collectively, with all of our energies, really, have something cool happen, I would hope.
I'm excited. Awesome. Like, I think that it's, this group is just going to be amazing. I know that in Bisbee, Arizona, with Mark and Debbie, it was ConCon 9, I believe. We had this guy that came to it, and he's his name's Scott Latia, and he was the only one that stayed, up late with us, and because we were getting such good stuff, and he was on the bed when it lifted up and slammed down, and I feel like if he hadn't been in there, no one would believe us, because, he was somebody that, paid to come to the event. And then it was Mark, Debbie, me, and my dad was standing in the room, and then Scott Latia. And so now we have kind of this bond. Me, Mark, and Debbie have a bond with Scott, because I think he's listening now.
Nice.
But he's a really cool guy, and he has really good energy with us. Cool, he's going to be there too. So I really think that all of us together, it's just going to be something crazy. And I'm not sure how many tickets have been sold or anything like that. So I don't know if it's going to, regardless, even if it's a smaller group or even a bigger group, it's going to be like more intimate than when you go to conventions and do those kind of hunts, because there's so many people in there, and it, sometimes it's hard to get that much. And I know with Shanghai, that was a big group.
That was a really good group.
It was a great group. Everybody was really cool, and everybody was just most of 90% of them, I would say, you could tell were their believers. It's hard when you have a skeptic there, because they kind of block it a little bit, I think. But other than that, I think that all the other energies from us, it combined, is just gonna bring them out, and I think it's gonna be awesome. Because I remember just the night before we did Shanghai, and the stuff that is with Aaron, and the only missing link is Aaron, but that's okay.
Yeah.
He's doing something. He's got 3 shows now. He's got Ghost Adventures and 2 web shows. He's just been crazy busy. It's pretty cool. And it was cool. I got to work with him at Comic-Con. I got to sit at his booth and money and say hi to people. It was fun. Got to see a lot of people in cool costumes, and I got to nerd out.
That's part of
video game costumes. It was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
I saw—I don't know if you guys are into Kingdom Hearts, but I saw the best Kingdom Hearts costume ever, and I bought a Keyblade, and I was really excited. And you probably have no idea what I'm talking about, so I sound crazy. Someone knows what I'm talking about out there.
Yeah, I'm a pretty big nerd, and I still didn't know what you were talking about.
You never heard of Kingdom Hearts?
I've heard of Kingdom Hearts.
It's been a
long time. But I don't know anything about it.
I'm more of a video games person.
You are?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good video game. Like, it's, they're finally going to have, I'm going to have to buy a PlayStation 4 just for that game. Because
I have
finally,
so many gaming
10-year break.
Seriously.
Yeah, I do. It's
I'm the ultimate gamer secretly. I have a PlayStation 4, the Xbox One, and others.
I'm jealous.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm not even going to say what I have. It's sad. Like, I collect video games and video game systems. It's a very, very bad habit. And I was excited. My brother got me, because I have the regular Nintendo. My brother got me at Comic-Con the original Final Fantasy on Nintendo. And I was just like, yes!
Awesome!
So now I have that.
Yeah,
but then you go back and you play the old school game. Yeah. It's awesome. Like, I love video gaming. It takes your brain out of stress. I am so getting off topic. I do this every single time. So real quick, I'm going to get off the video game because I will sit there and talk forever. I should probably have a video game show because I can sit there and talk about video games for hours and hours, and it'd be bad. No one really wants
to
do that.
I'm the exact same way.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah, it's not a good conversation to start with me. So the next thing I wanted to say is, so it's a two-day event. On Saturday, I'm just trying to remember because I don't have internet, so I can't look it up. Saturday is the badge pickup. Then it's dinner. Do you guys remember? It's dinner and then meet and greet. And Mark and Debbie's PowerPoint presentation. And so that's going to be awesome. I'm excited for the meet and greet. Meet and greets are my favorite.
And the kick-ass investigation.
No reason. Yes. See that? The meet and greet and the investigating. And
yes.
So the next day is the investigation and...
Yes, the first night is the dinner and a meet and greet. And then the next night is, I believe, like another meet and greet and the investigation. But are Mark and Debbie nearby? They would be able to...
I know. I'm wondering if I'm wondering if they didn't know how to get in. Is Mark and Debbie, are you there yet? No Mark and Debbie. I got a text from Rob. No Mark and Debbie. I can't call them because I don't have the internet. Does Chad, do you have their phone number you could text them?
Yeah. I'll text them right now.
Okay. Yeah. Just and then give them the same call-in number that I gave you. Because maybe they don't have – maybe I forgot that piece.
Okay, hold on
a second.
They
have the best information on it.
I will text them right now.
Okay.
All
right. So the Olympics, eh?
Just kidding. I can't watch the Olympics. I can't watch Walking Dead. I can't watch the Olympics because for some reason my power didn't go out, but my cable and internet did.
Oh, no.
Because of the snow. The snow is so horrible that we can't even get out of our driveway. And so, and then we had my oldest daughter's 14th birthday today and yesterday. And only four could show up because of the conditions. And so every year on her birthday, I do a photo shoot for her. And so it was kind of cool getting a photo shoot in the snow, except for I got this nose ring. And then, you know, like when you're in the really cold and your nose starts running a little bit? I know that's not super sexy or anything, but anyways, it, like, freezes to my nose ring.
Oh, my
God. And it hurts so bad. And my daughter's like, but I want to get this pose and this pose. I'm like, I am dying right here. Like, I was like, my nose ring is killing me. It's, like, frozen and it's cold in my nostril and cold in your, like, it's like shoving snow in your nostril. Like, that's not cool. Yeah, it was bad.
No,
I don't even know how I got to that topic. See what I do? This is what I do.
I'm not surprised. Last time you were talking about pee funnels.
I got them. Did I tell you that?
You did, and you actually sent me a picture of them, too.
Yeah, did I send you the picture of my name in the snow?
No, you sent me a picture of the box of pee funnels.
Oh, I didn't send you a picture. Well, I tweeted it, and no one knew what it was. And
oh, okay.
I'm sitting there. this is probably too much information for Sophia, but
sure.
I'm sitting there and I'm like, one of my bucket lists is to write my name in the snow. And I didn't know how it ever happened, you know, but it's on my bucket list. So this is the only thing on my bucket list that I've fulfilled so far in my life. And I was really excited. So I wrote my name in the snow, and I, for some reason, I just had so much extra. I didn't even know what to do with that. Like, it was crazy. Like, and I'm sitting there doing this, and all of a sudden, my husband comes up on the side of me, and he's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm writing my name. Can you tell what I'm doing? I'm,
yeah,
like, way behind the shop and everything, so no one could see me, and somehow he knew I was back there. But I wanted to go do it, and it was going to happen and the second I got those. And so, yeah, then I posted on Twitter, and everybody's just like, what is that? Like, the only people that are going to know is the people that have heard my radio show. Otherwise, they have no idea what that picture is. Yeah, I did a pretty good job. It was in cursive.
I didn't see that picture. But that's pretty big accomplishment. Congratulations.
I know. Isn't that a great bucket list?
Off the bucket list.
Mark off? Yeah. Next, I need to go to Australia. That's my other one. Kind of like a big gap between the two in relation to the world, but yes.
Yeah.
Anyways, so Jason, what have you been doing?
I've been trying to work on a couple things for some new shows that I'm excited about. Also playing a lot of music. You know, people that know me, they know I'm a drummer. I like to. I've always been a musician, play guitar and drums, so I've been doing that. Just hanging out with the family and watching the Olympics lately. Really into skiing.
That's
and
awesome.
All that, so it's been a good time.
I used to watch the Olympics when I was a kid with my dad, and I loved that. Like, and I just haven't had a chance to watch them because there's no cable. Super
awesome.
Yeah,
it really stinks.
I know. I wanted to watch
that
opening ceremonies and all that stuff, and I can't play Final Fantasy online. And it's just really hard. Really hard for me right now.
Yeah.
And I've gotten into Doctor Who lately, and I can't watch that. And I was on season 4, and I was halfway through the episode, and I was just like, no. Why? And now it's gonna, like, it's been out for 2 days, which isn't that long, but it's long enough to drive some. You don't realize how much internet you use when you don't have it.
I was going to say, it's so funny how connected we are with all that. Literally, you know, the one's taken away.
It is.
Don't know what to do.
I know. I really don't know what to do. I want to play Monopoly, but no one in the house ever wants to play Monopoly because somehow I always win now, and they don't like it. They don't take it well. I might be a little bit of a braggy winner. Someone.
Nah.
But it's not, like, mean. It's just, you know. Like, I will always remember me and Aaron beating you at Giant Jenga. That was good.
Oh,
we're
going
to have a rematch next year because Aaron's going to try his hardest to be at Las Vegas Paracon at my booth. So
awesome.
It'll be fun. We can go play
the
Giant Jenga again.
Yeah, we definitely need a rematch because that was a really hard loss for us.
It was so long. Like, we had
it
so high up there. And I don't even know how I got any of those out of there. Like, it got to the point where, I mean, you had to pull them out. And somehow they just kept coming out. And,
That was epic. We had that video
somewhere.
It was pretty epic. Epic loss for us, but. Yeah,
you have it on video. That's a good video to have. It is. I don't have it, but someone does. But it was, you know, it'll be fun. Like, I'm super excited. Like, just because this is more of like a intimate event because it's, you know, less people, but still like amazing people. And I don't know 100%. I don't have it in front of me, but I believe it's you can get tickets at Spirit. Speak. What's the one that goes in between phone numbers? Is that Dash?
Yeah.
Dash. Spirit Speak. Dash. Wait, no. Is it Spirit Dash Speak? Oh,
yeah,
crap.
I'm pretty sure it's Spirit Dash Speak.
Okay. .com, I believe. And then you can go to the banner, ConCon11, and you can get tickets there. I saw that they added a new ticket option for if you can't afford the bigger package. There's a ticket option for just doing the investigation on Monday, right? I think I saw that.
I believe
on
so.
The,
yes.
On the website. So, where is it at? It's in Santa Paula.
Yeah.
Santa Paula. Okay, so Santa Paula, which I realized I had to get a rental or reserve a rental car because I realized Santa Paula is an hour and a half away from LAX. So I got a rental car, and I'm going to have to, I've never driven in California ever in my entire life.
Oh,
so I'm really scared.
You should be.
I'm really scared, and because I'm kind of an angry driver. I get mad. Like, I'm one of those people that if they do something so aggravating, like cut me off, that really just has to stop myself from following them and punching them in the face.
I don't know. I think.
And
I don't,
so
I, you know,
I'm really scared.
Well, I think, I don't know, the city, I don't know. You may say that, you'll get here and be like, oh my God, this is ridiculous.
I know one of the freeways
four
lanes is going to be closed.
Oh, goody. So that means my MapQuest thing or my GPS thing is probably going to have that wrong, and then it'll probably take me to that.
I think I'll have my dad tell you which freeway it is if you want.
Okay. And then I can just search that on my iPhone, right? Like, go this freeway? I hope that's an option. Oh, my
yeah,
gosh.
I'll,
I don't
I'll
know.
Just
so,
have
yeah.
My
so I drive
dad
to that.
Write you.
And that, yes, that's a good idea because, yeah, I have no clue. I'm so bad with directions anyway. Like, it takes me, if I'm in the vehicle, it takes me, like, I don't even know, four trips to understand where, how to get there again. It's really
bad.
Yeah,
I know that with directions,
directions,
too. It's pretty sad. Like, my friend's parents will be like, oh, can you tell me where to go to your house? And I'm, like, blindly trying to tell them where to drop me off because
oh, yeah,
remember.
That's. I'm horrible at that, too. I used to get, when I was at the golf course, I used to get phone calls. Can you give me directions there? And I would just give the phone to somebody else because I can't do it. No matter how many times
yeah.
I said it or even if I read it on a written down piece of paper, I can't memorize that. It's impossible. So I'm hoping I can make it there. I fly in at like 1:30 or something like that, so I should be able to get there by 5. I hope. 5 or 6.
I hope when I get a car, it has a GPS. Otherwise, that's not going to turn out well.
You're because you're 15. You have an excuse for having no sense of direction, right?
Yeah, 15? I'll be 15 in March.
Oh, so you're not even 15 yet. So you haven't. Once you start driving, it's one thing if I drive somewhere. It's just if I'm in the passenger seat, like. I don't know if I go into La La Land or something, but, like, if I'm driving there, it doesn't take me as many trips. But you'll get it. Once you'll get your whole area once you start driving and practicing driving over and over. And I'm deathly afraid for my daughter to ever turn 15, and I have 1 year from yesterday to I don't know, figure out a way for her not to. I'm gonna give her a test book or something to study off of, and it's going to be, like, from like 1990 or something, and then she'll just keep failing the permit test. That way she doesn't drive ever.
I get to drive
scary.
When I'm 15 and a half is when you can get your learner's permit in California, so I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Oh, you can't get it till 15 and a half?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. I wish they'd change that here. That's really weird. Huh. I didn't get my driver's license until I was 19 because I was scared to death. And
I
flunked my permit test twice, and then I gave up.
I'm just, like, counting down the
smart.
Days. I get
counting
it in
days.
September.
See, me, I
of
wasn't.
This year.
I just
yeah,
had friends drive me everywhere.
September 16th of this year, I get my learner's permit. I could not be more happy.
That's awesome. Maybe you probably have a better attention span than my daughter does. So you probably like pay attention. Bailey is like that movie Up and like squirrel. Like, you know, that's what she would be doing. And then she'd get in a wreck. And so that's why I don't want her ever to get a driver's license because she's so in la la land all the time. just, like, looking at something else. Like, she's going to forget that she needs to put her foot on the gas or brake or something. I don't know. I'm scared to death, so I'm going to try to prolong that forever.
When I'm driving, I'll be more alert than I am, like, just normally. Like, on the radio, I'm alert. Driving, I'll probably be alert. Anything else, not so much.
That is true. Having a radio show, you learn to be, you know, more alert and more organized and things like that, unless you're me, and then you're just not. And you just kind of, like, let it go, like, figure it out while you go. And yeah. Just real quick,
yeah,
I wanted to ask Kat, is anybody asking? What did you say?
I said, like, in class, that I go into, like, La La Land so much that, like, when I hear my name being called, I just, like, go alert again.
Good, I remember those days. So, real quick, Chad, is anybody asking any questions on Twitter? Just until we get Mark and Debbie, because I want Mark and Debbie to talk about some stuff, but I don't know that they're going to call in unless they're in there. Mark and Debbie, are you here? They're still not here. I hope they're okay. Huh. Did they ever text you back? Did we lose Chad? Chad? Jason?
Oh,
Sophia?
I think he just sent me a text that his phone disconnected. So I think he's trying to disconnect right now.
Oh, his phone disconnected.
Uh-oh,
so,
Rob.
Yeah. Oh, his phone disconnected. Chad did?
Yeah.
Chad or Jason? You're Jason, right? Oh, my gosh. I can't tell your voices apart sometimes.
I kind of want to have fun with this now.
Yeah, you totally could have pretended to be Chad there for a little bit.
Yes, his phone
have.
Totally disconnected. No, it's this is Jason. Chad's phone.
Am I back? Hello?
There he is.
Yes. Yes,
yeah,
I was asking
I
questions and you weren't answering. I thought you were ignoring me. I was like,
oh, my gosh, he's not going to answer me. I was a ghost.
My mom wanted me to say that she's calling Mark and Debbie for you.
Oh, good. Tell her thank you. I'm excited
okay.
to meet your parents, too, Sophia. They sound awesome. I'm pretty excited to meet
them.
Mom, it's going to be fun.
They can hear you on the radio. This microphone picks up everything.
No, he's
going to
call and
he needs the number.
Daddy will get
it.
Yeah. Howard. Oh, okay. Yeah, he's
going to
call in.
They're going to call in?
Yeah.
Okay. I think Chad said you texted them the number to call in, right?
I sent him a text, yeah.
Okay, cool. On here, hopefully, soon. We'll talk a little more because we're already at 7:38. I'm sorry, everyone. I suck at, like, keeping on track. Real quick, I was going to ask Chad something, and then I completely forgot. Does anybody remember what I was going to ask?
Did he get any new tweets, I believe, or messages?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Are you getting any questions or anything on tweets?
Let's see
on
here. Let me take a look here. Thing about your nose ring.
Think about my nose ring. my frozen nose ring.
No, nothing here specific. Nothing crazy.
Nothing crazy.
Yeah.
Well,
nothing
I'm
crazy.
Sure Mark and Debbie will be on too. So, what are you doing right now, Chad? What have you been having going on? Crazy.
Just cast in a movie called Midnight Rider about the Allman Brothers.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
When does that start filming?
In a month.
Nice.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Can you tell us anything about it, or is it super secret?
Well, no, it's a movie about the Allman Brothers and their life. So their Allman Brothers were a band, and you know, did a lot of classic music, and it's a movie about their life and being produced by Greg Allman, who is producing it as well. So should be a lot of fun. I'm playing Rhodey, one of their famous Rhodeys. That,
that's awesome.
Worked with them for 32 years. I'm really excited. I'll have long hair and a beard.
I'll have
nice.
A beer, Jason.
I approve.
Yeah, I'll have a beer. Yeah.
Sorry, my mouth is full.
Are you something?
I am. It's delicious.
So I got news that Mark and Debbie are on now. Mark and Debbie?
Hey, what's going on?
Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you know, I'm so sorry. On the calendar, it says that you guys would be calling us. So I think that's...
Oh, normally I do.
Okay. I don't know.
And then I texted you something, like, or texted Debbie something saying, like, call it and at 6:58 or something like that, but she may not have seen that.
I don't know. She just has on the calendar that you were calling us, so we were wondering.
Yeah, because normally I do, and then I have no internet or cable right now, so I can't even, like, get on anything, so I can't, because I have to call in from the computer.
Right.
Oh, so how is this situation, Miss Amy?
It sucks. Like, it'd be fun if I could do something, like if there was a hill I could sled down. But, like, we can't even get out of the driveway. We've been able to get out of the driveway once. And
oh, really? Oh, my God.
Kyle can't work. We're trapped. And I just am going nuts without being trapped in the house and then having no internet or cable is very hard. And I don't want to
get it. I
want to get stuff done, but I just can't. I don't like snow. I love
snow.
No,
well, you have a 4-year-old locked in your house. I mean, what can you expect, Amy? You know?
Oh, my gosh, yes. And, yeah, Bella's just, like, going nuts because she's just, like, every 5 minutes, can we go out in it? Can we go out in it? That's just so cold. And I'm like, I don't have snow gear at all. I'm going
no,
out
give her a flashlight. Let her roam in the backyard. That's what you do, you know, smoke cigarettes.
I should do that. And she said, she's like, I'm 5 now. She's like, I'm big enough to go out there. And so I stand by the door and kind of watch her. But then she gets bored and wants me to play with her. And she wants me to play with her dinosaurs out in the snow.
Oh, see that.
And I'm like, so cold. I don't handle it well.
Tell her to build tunnels. That's what we did when we
were
young.
Yes. I did, too. I could be out there for hours and hours and hours, and me and Aaron would build, like igloos and, crazy stuff. But she wants help. But it's so – it's like a horrible snow. It'd be great for, like, skiers because it's so powdery.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, you can't even make a snowman.
Gotcha.
You can't even make a snowman because it just kind of just melts as you grab it. And then we had freezing rain last night, and so then it froze over the top layer.
Yeah.
And it was like an inch thick of just straight ice. So it was kind of fun because you could just stomp around and make a lot of noise. But
yeah.
It felt like you were like on ice. But you can't really make much with it. It's fun to stomp around in, but when you get a kid all bundled up and ready to go in the snow, you don't want to do it every like hour because it's a process. It is. It's a process. And then my daughter had her birthday party yesterday. So Bailey had her 14th birthday party, which makes me feel old. And so then there was a whole bunch of girls. And my daughter, my 5-year-old was obsessed with one of her friends. And she wouldn't leave her alone. Like, she was being creepy and stuff, like smelling her hair and stuff, like really creepy, weird stuff. And I'm like, Bella, you're being a creeper. Stop sniffing her hair. Like, it's weird. She's so weird. Like, she's hilarious. I love Bella to death, and she is hilarious, and she has a sense of humor. But when it comes to, like, someone that she just wants to cling on to, like, she becomes a leech and a creeper. It's weird. I don't do that. I don't, like, with hair. I'm like, I don't know how she's going to
Well, Amy, you're a good one, so you don't really know, you know, from you're inside the eye of the hurricane, but if you're inside looking out, you can't really tell, you know?
That's probably true. Like, you know, after hanging out with Aaron, you know, so much this past year, I'm like, we're so
much
alike.
There you go right there. There goes your, you know.
It's so weird. We weren't really raised around each other past me being 12. And yet we still, like, he'll start singing songs about poop and stuff like that he makes up. And I'm, like, sitting there, and my husband's just, like, mouth dropped open. He's like, he sings the same songs as you, A.B. How is that possible? And, like, because I think the word poop is fun to say, and so I sing about it. And it makes very good lyrics for songs. that I, because I don't really know how to write songs, so I just write songs. I don't write them. I just sing songs about poop. And that's weird. So I guess that's good for me.
You both have the same blood running through your veins.
Hey, since we have like 15 minutes, I think we should let Mark and Debbie talk about the event that we're going to have in about a week. I think we should talk about it.
I hear Mr. Lindbergh there. How's it going, Chad?
Hi. How are you? I'm excited to see all of you.
Yeah, I'm excited to see you, too. So, Mark, you want to chirp?
Yeah, no, we were listening to a couple minutes of you talking before... before we were picked up. But, we're just so looking forward to investigating with you again this next weekend. We've got, I think, 4 spots left. 6 days to go
awesome.
And 4 spots left. Anybody is interested, it's the website is www.spirits-speak.com. It's ConCon 11. It's right on the homepage. Just scroll down a little. You can click on the banner, and it tells you who's going to be there, including Chad. And, the itinerary of everything, the bio on everybody that's going to be there, because Chad's not going to be the only special guest. And like I said, included in the price of the ticket is included is a room for 2 nights. And a dinner on Sunday night. So we're just going to go up and have a good time. I mean, Debbie and I have never investigated there before. I know Chad has had the pleasure of being there before. And
well, that's cool. So Chad's going to be the one that he's going to be the only one that's been there, right?
No, actually, Chad's the reason why we ended up going there because
that's
he said,
right,
whatever you
right.
don't go there, and whatever you do, do not get 307. So what do you think we did? We absolutely went there on the way back and got 307. So, you know.
That's awesome.
That's
but
okay,
we have a party awesome. There. We know who senses the dead, so we got Chad down.
So we're going to be, basically, we're going to be following Chad's lead because he's the only one that's been there before. So we're going to, we've got 307. We have the whole third floor locked up and blacked out. And we've got also 218, which is supposedly the second most haunted room. Chad's going to be staying in a special spot, and the room that Debbie and I are going to be in is supposed to be haunted as well. So we're going to have pretty much a run of the place. So it's going to be really interesting. We just hammered out the dinner that's going to be served, and it sounds pretty damn good to me. And we're just going to have a good time. I mean, it's going to be fun. It always is when we get together. When we get together with Chad, crazy stuff always happens. And, it's kind of weird because we've done conferences with Chad in the past, and whenever I put the conference or we put the conference page together, I usually write actor/paranormal enthusiast. But if he continues to get better evidence than we do, then we're going to have a talk, and I'm going to have to ask him how he wants us to introduce him. So
the evidence is man, Dad. We just need any more credibility. We're just taking you off the banner from now on. Okay? Just because, they know you by name. They know where you live. They know where you come out. They know when you start your car. They know what kind of car you drive. We're done. We're absolutely done. It's too damn famous on both sides of the world.
I tell you, the us together, we have this sort of like great back and forth, sort of like tennis match almost with like the spirits. It's great. Like I love working with you guys, and I know we're gonna get to do it for a lot of years to come.
Yeah, I truly hope so. I love you guys.
Yeah.
I love your fam. Everything, man.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice, intimate group. I mean, it's not going to be 300 people to where, you're going to get 10% of our time, 5% of Chad's time. 5% of Jason Gates' time, 5% of Amy's time. You're going to get 100% of all of our time. And that's
right,
why
exactly.
Our conference is small. So, you know.
And that's why they're so fun.
Yeah, and if you're looking for, I mean, what better Valentine's Day getaway than to add the paranormal into it? I mean, you know, I'd be doing it if I was just somebody that was into the paranormal, I'd be buying tickets for it, I can tell you that.
Yeah,
so,
that's crazy. There's only 4 slots left. The people need to get on that if they were planning on doing it. That's awesome.
Yeah, and we just opened up tickets for local people. If they only want to do one night, which is Monday, then it's only $99. I mean, and it's everything included on Monday except the hotel room. So we opened that up. That's also on our banner. So, you know, we have 4 spots left. If they fill, they fill. If they don't, they don't. But regardless of whether or not they fill, we're going to have a good time. So I'm just so looking forward to it because we have never investigated there before, and we've heard nothing but really good stuff about that.
It's a rocking place. In fact, when we investigated there that night, I was doing the spirit box, and I asked the spirits who was going to be in what room. And the spirits would tell us through the spirit box, I would go 3 or what, and would say a number after I listed a name. And then it got to mine, and I said, I'm going to stay in what, 3 or what, and it goes 7. So it's like they know. It's just that,
oh, yeah.
That place is like, yeah.
Yeah, they know what's going on. And another thing is David Oman is going to be there. And the strangest thing is that the Ghost Adventures are opening up their 9th season. They've moved from Friday to Saturday.
Yeah.
And they're opening up their 9th season with their investigation of the David Oman house. He lives like 50 yards away from where the Manson murders took place. And he's going to be there. So people are going to be able to watch the episode on Saturday night and see him on Sunday and ask him a billion questions if they want to, because he's part of the investigation. So, I mean, the timing is perfect. I'm just looking forward to it. It's going to be so much fun. It's not even funny. That sounds corny, but you know what I'm saying.
Well, no, I get it. I totally get it. So we have 5 minutes left. Mark and Debbie, did you also know that Jason Gates and Sophia Temporelli are on the line?
Howdy.
Have any part of that?
Hi.
Hi. Hey, Sophia, what's up?
Nothing much. What's up?
How's the weather over there? Were you able to straighten your hair from yesterday?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello.
I know we did the radio show yesterday, and you said it was, like, hazy out there, so you couldn't straighten your hair.
Yeah, like, the rain ruins my hair. That's what I don't like about the rain.
Yeah, I love the rain. Yeah.
And that's another thing.
I like it, but I just don't like that it ruins my hair. That's what I don't like.
Oh, girl, you're beautiful. It doesn't matter if you have a mirror or not, so don't worry about it. All right?
I'm excited to meet Sophia's parents.
My daughter's here, and she just pointed to me and said, me too, when you talked about it ruins her hair.
Yeah, we get it. She gets it.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Sophia's going to be there. You guys, you're going to have a chance to meet the ghost host, you know, before she becomes so famous, you know. I'm just so looking forward to it. It's just going to be fun just to do an investigation somewhere we've never done before. So.
Hey, Sophia, can we do an interview at the Clem Tavern? Would you be up for that?
Yeah, I would love to.
Okay, let's do it. That would be awesome, because I know I talked to your dad about doing it, and if you want to do it there, I think that would be totally cool.
Yeah, I would love to. That sounds
okay.
Great.
Awesome. Let's do it. Yay.
Hey,
Sophia, step in some poopy there.
So we got 2 minutes left. So Jason, did you want to say hi to Mark and Debbie?
Yeah, I'm also looking forward to obviously investigating with you guys. We've done a couple times. It's always been such a good time. So.
Okay, yeah. Sounds good. So you're hanging out with David right now?
Oh my gosh, no! I'm actually watching the Olympics and talking on this radio show.
Right on. I can't understand the Olympics, so I'm really, you know, they're quivering their bodies and all these contorted moves, and I have no clue what they're doing or what they're going to award it for. So.
Well, then maybe you need to practice on that.
Well, I might need to practice, but hey, who knows? Anyway, we're really excited to see you, Jason.
No show.
All right, so we got 1 minute left. I just want to say thank you to all of you guys for coming on. Sorry it was so scrambled. I'm way off without my screen. I've been looking at the chat, so it's just a little different. Anyways, thank you, Mark and Debbie. I'll see all you guys on next Sunday. That's coming up.
Yes. We'll be there.
Next Sunday.
Yeah.
Yay, I can't wait to see you guys.
Yeah.
Good night.
All right. All right. Good night, everybody. And so that,
good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Take it easy, guys.
All right, so that was the show.
See you in a week.
Good night.
See you guys on Sunday. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody listening. Thanks for listening.